You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're in front of that window, you start getting backlit, and it makes for a really terrible looking video.
All right. Well, let's see if it happens, gets backlit, and then I can just rearrange.
I'm almost certain the sun's going to shine.
I don't know, Mike. Sometimes the sun doesn't shine. You know that? You know, I live 2 hours north of you. So, you know, what it might be sunny there, but it could be cloudy
here. You live on the other side of the sun. You live in a place so distant that the sun does not reach it.
Unless you're living in Australia right now, I think my concerns are valid.
Mike, I'm telling you, I could be on the fifth hole of this golf course and it's pouring. And someone else could be on the 14th hole of the golf course and it's beautiful.
You don't need to explain South Florida weather patterns to me. I'm just saying at some during today's show, the sun will start shining behind you and it'll make for a grainy, terrible picture.
But perhaps it won't.
But wait a minute, Stugatz, you've been appearing on air for now weeks saying you look like an angel. It's the only form you can ever look like an angel, as if light is pouring into the room from every angle. Think about you, greasy, degenerate, unshaven, with a baseball with a baseball cap that it might be brand new, but kind of purposely by design looks like you wiped your ass with it. You are bathed in light, and then you say, nah, no light's going to come in the room. I'll work from home. There will be no difference in the show today. And then we'll hear Finney barking.
Finney was pretty good yesterday. I mean, you got to give him credit. He was on his best behavior. So the sun was on terrible behavior, but we'll see how it acts today, the sun. You know?
Yeah, we will see.
I'm telling you, right now it's cloudy. It's a little overcast where I am.
You know
right
what?
Now.
And I would say the same of the Miami Heat. Right now it's cloudy. They do have momentum going into game five because they won that last quarter. They went out there.
Ooh, a third quarter we won?
No, a fourth quarter. They tied the third quarter. Yes, thank you. I'm sorry for misunderstanding you.
When did winning quarters become a thing?
It does not matter. Four games ago. It's never been a thing.
It's been underreported. There's been lots of tied quarters this time. Everybody's just saying the Heat have only won two quarters. I guess now three quarters or four, whatever it is. I don't know. At a certain point yesterday, I think everybody, like us, just stopped watching, right? This isn't going to happen.
I stopped at halftime, and not only that.
Halftime?
Oh, yeah, I went to sleep at halftime. But you went much earlier than that? I will. This is where...
21-4.
Okay, but this is what I stayed with, though, because there are some historic numbers of stink last night. 18 points by the starters, that's the lowest since the merger, Stugatz. And I always love those stats that say since the merger. When the hell was the merger?
I have no idea.
Can you guys tell me when the merger was? But when I get one of those stats that, like, this is the worst thing since the merger, I go back to, in my head, to a time when the players had belts on their socks.
Where are the Oladipo apologies today? Because Stugatz was doing that yesterday. What a night for Vic, huh?
Where's Amin at? Oh, imagine that. Amin's not here at
weird.
The moment.
Weird.
Yeah. But Amin would say, because I text...
Let him say it for himself. Don't bail him out here, Dan. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't give him excuses. Let him come in here. Let him be unprepared, and we're going to catch him off guard. Yeah. I'm sure he doesn't see it coming. Then we're going to go after him for Victor Oladipo on a game that they lost by 800 points.
Roy is coming in a little bit late. Otherwise, I'd want to hear from him more than anybody today because
why?
I'm sure he's heartbroken. You came in with a grin on your face. You're hiding it behind a mask now. Secretly happy that the Panther season is over,
devastated.
Much like many people who listen to this show.
Devastated, you mean, at what happened with the Panthers. I thought that this was the year they win the Biden Cup. They're on their way. It looks like it's going to be a deep run in the playoffs. And then, you know, these damn Lightning, who I think we're all starting to hate together, right? The Lightning, they're the nemesis of the Panthers. I was kind of like trying to figure out what went wrong this series as a hockey expert that I've been watching for such a long time and a big Ice Cat fan. What do you think went wrong? Because I have something for
offense.
You.
Offense.
Well.
Well, I love they were shut out last night, and it's the first time this season they were shut out, and I believe they are the highest scoring team in it since the salary cap, right? Like they score, and that's the punctuation on the season. And the only thing that would have made it better / worse is if the five of you were covered in eucalyptus sheets in those stands as the bandwagon came to a crashing halt in Tampa because you guys wanted that team, and it was stupid to want that team.
Well, last night would not have looked like that had we been there. We can all agree on that because we would have brought plenty of Ice Cat spirit, and we would have lifted them. You know what they need
then
to
why
stop
didn't we
doing?
Go? We should have gone if that was the case.
You guys didn't want to. I said yesterday on the record that I felt like going. But here's the thing. I think next year they need to work on giving up empty net goals, not helping them. Now, some would say they shouldn't be in that position anyways because then they'd be losing, so it doesn't really matter. But they give up what feels like, and don't quote me on this stat, 87 empty net goals in this series. Every time there was no keeper in the net, boom. Lightning were scoring seven goals a game.
Tampa really, really has you where they want you once your net is empty. Like, they played all the game. They smothered the hell out of you. Like, the Panthers had to feel. Like, they had to feel a bit hot shotty. No, you beat Washington. This is our year. We are that good. We could beat. This is going to be improvement. We can overcome this two-time champion buzzsaw, and then you get slaughtered, and at the end, they just take your testicles. Like, they just gut you. They disembowel you. Here you are, last game of the season, zero. How about 0 points? Zero goals. And, Mike, you came in at the wrong day because Monday was a lot of fun. Not necessarily Panthers, but Heat-related fun. And I would have liked your help. I feel like I need your help to escalate Celtics Heat because they've accused the Heat of resorting to thuggery. Pritchard has purposely, willfully, and with intent cheated to injure Jimmy Butler. And I would like to escalate the tensions between these two teams because now it's going to get fun. We have no idea what's going to happen in this series. The basketball is super weird. I, with 4 minutes left in the first quarter yesterday, was rooting for the Heat to score 1 point for the entire game. I wanted them to finish with 1 point. I didn't want, because that was horror show basketball. And I suppose you could say Boston did some of that to them, but that was just terrible basketball all around, everybody.
Just to check, we've concluded our Panther coverage with the empty net advice from huge Panther fan Billy Gill.
Is that not good advice?
No, it was spectacular.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We can. I want you to talk about how hurt you are. And
can we find perspective on the Panthers? Is there any perspective?
Good season. I'm in a really good place right now.
Yeah,
I agree.
Dan wanted me to do the Mike Ryan Homer thing, and a lot has changed over the last 12 hours, Dan. Saw my game 3 tweets. I was rabid. I was crazed. I was very emotional and slightly inebriated. But you're not getting that from me right now. Well, no, you're getting adult Mike. Yes. I wore pants today.
Yes. But can I go back for a second? Because I really do want you to enjoy as we careen and spin out. And we head toward like total uncertainty, best of three, for the right to lose to the Golden State Warriors. You are in your shower Saturday night after that Miami Heat victory. I want to go back for a second to when it felt better. When it felt better than the shame of today.
Yeah. Well, let me talk about the Panthers first.
Yes.
Because the Eastern Conference Finals is a national story.
Yes, yes.
And so I don't want to just pigeonhole it and just go for that when there's a lot of meat on that bone. Let's put a bow on the Florida Panthers season. Is Roy coming in today?
Yeah.
He is? All right. So I love this Panther season. This was the second best Panther season in their franchise's history. There were some spectacular moments. People want to poo-poo the Mickey Mouse President's Trophy. I get it, but with a franchise that doesn't have a lot of history, that's kind of a big deal. Certainly one of the best sporting moments that I've had recently was going to Washington, D.C. and winning Game 6 on the road, winning our first playoff series since 1996. I did want the Tampa Bay Lightning. I do not regret wanting the Tampa Bay Lightning, because if you can't get through the Tampa Bay Lightning, you're not good enough to win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, but the only reason that I didn't want them is because I wanted you to have more season. The certainty of more season, it's so much the way
I thought I was going to have at least a seven-game series.
Mike,
here.
What's happened in Tampa that I've wanted for South Florida for 25 years is an imagination has been captured by deep runs. It's deep. Like Chris Cody being tired for days because he wanted to get out to the Panther games. When you have a month of that or 6 weeks of that, it's what makes it great.
You weren't getting that with Toronto either. Toronto would have beat you too.
Well, but just losing that way is what I'm saying. You go from, it's not, they didn't even give you a series.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect them to be swept. I thought that this would be a longer series, and it seemed as though the series was done and dusted after we conceded that goal in game two. With 2 seconds left.
You just realized that you can't score against this team.
There is a stylistic, glaring deficiency that rose up during the postseason. They scored three goals all postseason, all this series long. That's wild. Think about the Panther hockey that you've seen this season.
Best goal-scoring team in the...
Yeah, you couldn't leave to go to the bathroom. And not risk missing a Panther.
So many goals this year. It's like, all right, let me go take a quick piss.
You couldn't do that.
Goal. Like, they're so good on offense this year. And it's just a different team in the playoffs. But I don't want to be negative. Mike's right. This was a good season, and that's how it should be left.
Well, but how do you learn the things? Like, when you're talking about a historic scoring team, like, what are the things to be learned here? I ask you out of genuine ignorance.
Well, don't go to Mons Venus before game four. That's
Slater, Slater confirmed it with his sources. Were they indeed at a strip club?
There have been a handful of times where I've been like, Andrew Brunette, you're a rookie head coach. And none greater instance than when he dared South Florida reporters to check their strip club sources.
Now, Mons Venus does not have alcohol in it, correct?
No.
All right, there you go. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, you could drink it in the parking lot, or so I've heard.
Yeah.
But Mons Venus is not a place that you go to if you don't want to be recognized. Right. Kind of, honestly, you shouldn't even be going there during a pandemic.
Did he name names?
I would argue ever.
Did we get any names?
No, we didn't name names. Look, we have a long way to go in matching up with Tampa, not just team for team, but also fan base for fan base. That is an incredible hockey town. The fact that Jerry on a mobile is waiting outside for a glimpse of Brandon Montour when I couldn't recognize Steven Stamkos if he were giving me a lap dance. Like, this is a wild place in Tampa. They love their hockey.
It's crazy to think about. It is, and it's because of not just the last 2 years, right, Mike? The years before that, right? Because there's always some suffering involved with these things. But I ask you genuinely, what is there to have been learned?
So there is
get a goalie.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about. Let's talk about the goalie a little bit. You mentioned suffering, Dan, and that's certainly the case in the NBA, and that can be the case in hockey. But there's also a lot of flash in the pan. Got a hot goalie, Stanley Cup champions in that sport. There's a lot of teams that made it to a Cup final that are never to be heard from again. Look at what happened to the Montreal Canadiens this year. They won the random Western Conference final because of the pandemic year. They missed the playoffs entirely this year. So I think the biggest issue, Bob was a lot better than anybody anticipated, and I think you're taking the low-hanging fruit, but I do think that there is some merit to what Sugats is hinting at, because in order to win the Stanley Cup, you need a goalie to do what Vasilevskiy did, which is totally demoralize our team.
Be the best goalie on the planet.
What he always does, though.
Steal victory from the jaws of defeat. We didn't have that.
Yeah, but Bob played well enough to do that. The offense just shit the bed. If the offense does anything, Bob played well enough.
Well, you need to figure out if Nider can can at least close the gap a little bit. The crazy thing about playing Tampa is not only do they have the best goalie in the world, they're also blocking every shot imaginable. And Biz on Turner's excellent hockey coverage says, what does this team have to prove? They're back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. They're diving in front of every puck.
The puck's hurt so much.
Yeah. Yes, where's that desperation from Florida? But Sugats wants to have a go at Bob.
I mean, I do. Listen, he played fine. He's just not good enough. When you have a team that is that good historically, offensively, and your goalie is just not up to the opponent's goalie, I mean, that hurts. That goalie, you know, for Tampa is going against the best offense I think the league has ever seen. And he's given up less than 2 goals a game against that offense. And our goalie needs to, you know, Bob needs to match what he's doing. And Bob's not capable of matching what it is he's doing. And so I would say the Panthers need a goaltender. They had defense with championships. You know that.
Okay, well, Roy has arrived, and I will admit that I am not going to come here and pretend to be an expert on this team. But when I watched all four of those games, and what I saw was Bobrovsky be good enough to win, but just not as good as that guy, and because it would have been very hard for anyone on earth to be as good as that guy. And over the course of that series, what went from a wide open series went to that. They were smothered by goaltending. They were just stamped out. Every fire that they had, a historic offensive team. You couldn't go to the bathroom without them scoring. The hot goalie theory, this isn't a hot goalie. You can't be hot for 3 straight seasons. He's the best. Like, he crushes you. He just strangles you by the throat. So, Roy, you're arriving here. You tell me, what is there to be learned from this? Because these guys are being positive, but there's, and Stugats, like, everyone goes to goaltending all the time, but I thought Bobrovsky was plenty good enough. You don't score on the power play. You're 4-on-3 on them, and one of their dudes don't have a stick, and you can't score as the highest scoring team in the league because that guy won't let you.
Well, Bob, like, he kept this team in this series. Yeah. He straight up kept this team in. Yeah. In fact, he's basically the MVP of the playoffs.
Can you be kept in a series that you get swept in?
I mean, honestly, I agree with Roy.
Those were all close games. Until the end, they were close games. Sergei Bobrovsky did his job. No. Like, in terms of going above and beyond the call of duty, I thought that the Panthers just needed a goalie to allow 3 goals a game for the Panthers to do well in the playoffs. Like, that for me was the bar, because I thought the Panthers' offense was so good. Yes. They hit for 1 goal 3 times this year. They were not shut out all season. Yeah. And in the most important series, they were taken down by a Tampa defense that includes Andrei Vasilevsky. But even yesterday, when you get to the end of the first period and it's 17-3, or the end of the second period and it's 32-12, it didn't really matter that they were getting pucks on target because they weren't good chances. They were not creating at the level that they have created all season long.
Against everybody else
against
in the
best teams on the road, at home, even Tampa, as Chris Cody is pointing out. Like, they were so good in the attack, and they didn't create any of it. And the superstars on this team deserve a huge amount of blame for it. When you look at Alexander Barkov and Jonathan Huberdeau, they didn't do nearly enough. And I frankly don't share Mike's perspective on feeling positive about this team, because they didn't recapture any of their form in the playoffs.
Tampa took out Florida's counterattack. Like, their transition was completely snuffed out, and that starts from the exit out of their own zone going into Tampa's zone. Yeah. They couldn't do it.
I appreciate that, but nobody took anything away from the Panthers all season. Why all of a sudden, when we get in the playoffs, is it 3 goals in 4 games?
Tired of checking.
And people care in the playoffs where they did in the regular season. And this Bobrovsky, by the way, that everyone's talking. Where the hell was he on all these empty netters? You know what I mean? Like, this is what I'm saying. If you're there for the team, you don't leave. Exactly right. You don't leave the ice when things are getting tough. You stay there. You say, not so fast, Coach Q. I'm not leaving the ice today. You hold up.
It is demoralizing, though. I am in agreement with you guys. Bob was plenty good this series, and certainly good enough to win, given what we'd seen from the Panthers all year. But it is so demoralizing when the other guy is standing on his head, making incredible all-world saves, and you let in an occasional soft one, and you realize, man, that 1 goal feels like 3. It felt over. Do you know what the Tampa Bay Lightning were in-game in the second period?
Mike, but that's the margin for error. He lets in a soft goal, and you can't make one mistake. You've got the best offense in the league.
Dan, I don't know if they'll find a bidder. And honestly, I'm happy that he had this postseason run because it probably boosted trade value that wasn't there prior to, because we were talking about this contract about being immovable. Has he shown you enough during this postseason for a team to take a flyer on him? I don't know. But Spencer Knight is on this team to not back up Sergei Bobrovsky. Spencer Knight is on this team to be the guy that maybe closes the netminding gap between these two teams specifically.
No, he's a franchise. He's supposed to be the franchise goalie, but You're paying Sergei Bobrovsky $11-12 million a year.
Forgive me, this wasn't supposed to be the margin for error, was it? Like, if there was going to be a year of growth, it wasn't going to be the setback of, oh, wow, Tampa Bay kicked our ass last season, but they kicked our ass even more this season. Last season was close. There was going to be development and learning from last season, and then the learning was, oh, all these players have gotten so good that they're all great at offense, and it's a historic offensive team. And then they run into this buzzsaw, and they don't look anything like improvement. And you're telling me the margin for error is whether their $12 million goalie lets in one soft goal, because if he does that, your historic offense can't do anything. Well, it's totally impotent.
Here's the reason why I'm having a go at Sergei Bobrovsky, because I'm looking towards next year. I should be absolutely taking a flamethrower to Barkov and Huberto, who did not show up. I should be taking a flamethrower to the front office that brought in Ben Sherratt, and it was a terrible trade. We brought him in to solidify this defense, and he was, statistically speaking, the worst defender out there in terms of chances that the other team created. He was worse than Mackenzie Weegar, who also didn't show up. But when I look at this offseason, and what I realize that the Panthers have to do, is they have to see if their franchise goalie that they drafted high is the guy. We know what Sergei Bobrovsky is. The fact that we're all talking about, hey, he brought it this series, tells us exactly where our expectations were for the richest goalie in that sport outside of Carey Price. So they need to move on from him. They need to get the next generation in between the pipes and Spencer Knight. That is an obvious place that they need to go. Where else they need to go and get in addressing some of those defensive issues, I'm not exactly sure. But there is one major contract that is coming off the books in Carter Verhaeghe, I believe. He has a 2-year deal.
It's time to start the dialogue about Carter Verhaeghe.
He also disappeared.
2 years, $2 million, Mike. Yeah, 2 year, $2 million. That contract comes up. Dan keeps saying Vasilevskiy is the best goalie in the league. Dan, he's not during the regular season. He is during the playoffs. During the regular season, I guarantee you, Roy will tell you 3 or 4 goalies who have been better than him during the regular season. He just steps up in the playoffs. He was great in this playoff series, only giving up 3 goals to the best offense, you know, the sport has ever seen.
Yeah, Sesterkin with the Rangers is going to win the Vezina this year. But that's not necessarily the first thing the Panthers are going to have to look at during the offseason, because they have to look at the coaching staff.
Yeah.
First of all, you got an interim coach with Andrew Burnett, and your assistant coaches, if you look at that power play this playoffs, something's got to change there.
I mean, that was dreadful. They couldn't score on this team when they had a man advantage.
And they had a two-man. They're chasing the game at the very end. They had a two-man advantage on the power play, and they pulled the goalie, and they're doing all their Panther stuff of trying to move it around. But Huberto, all of his creativity, all of his precise passing, and the key moments of the game, every puck was getting deflected that he was trying to thread the needle with. All those passes all year long worked.
It must have been so frustrating for them to play that game and just get strangled. It had to feel to them like being suffocated, where you're just somehow getting worse over the course of the series. They're strangling you to death very slowly, so the last 4 games you just fart out a whimper of, okay, and now we're shut out too. We won't score at all.
Yeah, Tampa stepped up in the passing lanes and in the shooting lanes. As Mike said, they were blocking shots pretty much the entire game. That's something that the Panthers really didn't do during the series.
Can you imagine, Stugatz, and I don't know, Mike, you really did say, right, that the highest paid goalie in the league is literally named Price.
Yeah, Montreal.
Yeah.
it's yeah. Better than Verhaeghe, Cashman.
Verhaeghe is up next year. But the NHL salary cap is super restrictive, and they need to make tough choices. They got a lot of money tied in to a position in which they drafted the future at. And it's hard to keep course in the National Hockey League. Carter Verhaeghe is a spectacular player. He won a Stanley Cup there, found his way on our roster. The Florida Panthers had a really great young core. that found its way over in Las Vegas, and they made it to a Stanley Cup final. It is hard to keep teams together, and you've got an albatross of a contract, and hopefully a player that actually recouped some of that value, because he had none. It was certifiably the worst contract.
No, you didn't trust him at all headed into the playoffs, and you trust him more now, but it doesn't seem right to me to blame him for that.
For me to be like, okay, he didn't barf all over the front of his sweater. Good job, Bob.
But that's not. I thought he played well.
No, it goes beyond that. He performed very well. Like, he couldn't do that all on his own.
Roy, he gave up 13 goals in four games. That's not good enough.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
They won four games this postseason. Like, I'm sorry.
That's not the goaltender. It's not the goaltender.
But it was the goaltender all year long.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
If
you look at his statistical season, he had a very, very good year. Season.
Then hopefully he can have a very good year in Seattle next season.
Wow.
But listen, in hockey, I understand that he played good enough for the Panthers to win. The offense didn't show up. Yeah. But occasionally, you got to match what the other goalie is doing. Like, three goals a game in this series wasn't enough. He needed to stand on his head. That's what Bob needed to do. He didn't do it. Vasilevskiy did, because he always does. And you need a goalie occasionally just to carry you through a series. And Bob is not able to do that. I'm sorry.
Stugatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel, and I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Don Levitard.
Who is the comedian? Is it James Mulvaney? How do you pronounce his...
John Mulaney?
There you go. Thank you. John Mulaney.
$2, yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad fine. Wow. Everybody started shaking their head.
I mean, he's arguably the most popular comedian right now. James Mulvaney.
Stugatz.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is John Mulvaney the most popular columnist at Levitard?
Oh, my God. Comedian, Dan. Jesus, get it together.
Excuse me. Comedian. My bad.
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
But presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
I really should walk back some of these perceived criticisms at Sergei Bobrovsky, because he was not remotely close to our worst
player
on the ice.
He was the bottom of the list of problems. Nah. There was not a player on the Florida Panthers that had a better series or a better playoffs than Sergei Bobrovsky.
I will say, Carter Verhaeghe had a better playoffs.
Exactly. Okay, fine.
Then a second round. Then a second round. Fair enough. Maybe he's second best.
It's a weird place to put the criticism. I'm looking at it just like, I thought he played reasonably well. I don't have any of the advanced stats on me. I'm just saying, like, that seemed good enough. It's just not as good as the most elite you've seen the last 3 years.
How are they going to address some of the issues that happened here? I don't know why they didn't score. I think it might start a little bit with that back line. We stopped being so aggressive up there. We couldn't really afford to be aggressive because we simply didn't trust our defensemen. What I'm asking you is, you got to play a shell game with your money a little bit. Where are you going to put that money? You gave up a first round pick for Ben Sherratt. The problem is, you're looking at your team as a whole and you have a glaring issue with one player having all the money, and his performance has been worthy of that. I'm not talking about this postseason series, because if I were just looking at this postseason series, I'd take out Barkov and Huberdeau and say they're not worth the money either. But if we're looking to turn the page and see where we can address some of the deficiencies that popped up during this series against Tampa Bay, you're going to have to, number one, I don't care if Bobrovsky was the second best goalie on the planet. You need to see what you have with Spencer Knight. You drafted him for a reason. You need that money to spread throughout the roster. You need to help with some of those defensemen who've been an issue for multiple seasons. Very good in the offensive attack. Where did that get us?
Right, but let's just say next season we go into the playoffs with this similar roster. Isn't your biggest concern going to be, wow, last year that offense shit the bed? My thought's going to be, can Barkov and Huberdeau be who we want them to be in the playoffs?
Oh, man, you went into this postseason not trusting the goalie. You'll go into the next one not trusting that offense.
Right,
what, are
that's,
you kidding
I think
me?
That's the storyline. That's what they've created this playoffs now, where Mike's kind of talking about.
No, the playoffs happened to them, and it could have happened to them in the last series when they hit a crossbar because they got to the playoffs. You can't play that way in the playoffs. Nobody can. In the history of the sport, you don't win games in the playoffs 6-3. But tell me, standing on his head as a compliment, I've always found that fascinating. Like, I understand what it means.
Colorado won a playoff game 6-3 last night.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're not going to win them all that way.
Well, the sport has changed a little bit, but...
I'm an ass.
Yeah, math, too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that was a 9-6 game early in the postseason, too. Thank you, Stugatz. I appreciate it. But you're I love that.
I mean, you said the exact score that another team won by last night. I'm sorry.
Tampa is right now in the middle of their dynasty. Tampa has made 7 out of the last 12 conference finals. They are absolutely a tremendous hockey team. Their stars played like stars, and they dragged us into deep water as a team that has been there before, and they put a big bright light on all our deficiencies. We had a rookie head coach who made some rookie mistakes. We were one of these finesse teams that was very high scoring during the regular season, and then when the games got tight, we didn't really have answers for it. Our defensemen that we were a little worried about entering the postseason did not perform up to snuff. Everything that Tampa was supposed to do, all the cliches about having been there and done that, showed up. And I will tell you that Tampa got swept before this entire run started of theirs, by John Tortorella and Sergei Bobrovsky and the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Torts!
They won the president. Yes. They won the President's Trophy, and they got swept, and they had to look at themselves in the mirror and address themselves in an offseason. Do we keep things going as it is and believe that the next time we get there, we'll give it a better go? That's what they decided,
Mike,
to do.
I believe
there were a lot of people calling for the head of that head coach of theirs after
John
they got
Cooper.
Swept.
Yeah,
I believe you've gotten too emotional when you start seriously saying somebody looked in a mirror. I believe that this team, you really invested in this team. It crushed you last night. Your analysis of the goalie is based on what your preconceptions were headed into this postseason. Your wife is a crazy person. She's screaming at televisions. You deeply cared about this, and you were doomsaying after one game. After one game, you said the season is over, and then you watched
the
champions
strangle the life out of your team one day. No hope. No, you got the reason I was saying to you don't want that team is because they took away. Man, we've been waiting 25 years for that feeling, and they strangled it out of you too early.
You are not going to shake me off of wanting Tampa Bay. They swept us, and I'm happy.
I want them again next year.
Yeah, Dan, you need to go through Tampa Bay.
I wanted more playoffs.
The Panthers were lucky to get as much playoffs
that
as we did.
That Washington series was great. I wanted two or three series of that before they strangled
like
the life out of you.
We played like shit against an 8 seed in Washington. Yeah. There was a lot of concerning things. And then when I saw how game one happened, I'm like, oh my God, that first period it was open and then shit closed up and we didn't. When did we play Panther hockey this postseason?
Never. I mean,
it was unrecognizable.
Never. Tampa did what Washington did.
What is
but
Panther
better.
Hockey?
You want to correct me on this? Because I thought actually in the first game against Tampa, what I saw was, oh, look, the ice has opened up. That does look like Panther hockey.
I mentioned the first period.
No, and the goal just was closed.
Yeah, I mentioned the first period of the first game where Huberdeau was super patient and found Anthony Duclair and they got a goal. Guess what they got? A goal.
A goal.
A goal. They just couldn't score on this guy. They couldn't get clean looks. They couldn't when a puck would get through their back line, He was there to stop it. He's an incredible player. They're an incredible team. They're superstars. We all have immense respect for Kucherov. Every time Kucherov takes the ice, he plays like he's the best player on the ice. Where was that from Barkov? Yeah. Where was that from Huberto? Where was that? We've seen these players be great. We were saying Hart for Hubie all season long. Was super pedestrian. He was super pedestrian.
Well, no, we said they were superstars. We said that if they played are. Anywhere outside
well, they are.
Of, no, yeah. But we said that if they played outside of South Florida, they would own their hockey cities, that they would be guys that, because it's not just that they're strong and fast, but they do the sexiest thing. They score. They're supposed to be stars.
There were a lot of times that, yesterday when Brunette kind of snapped at the media, from Radko Gudas wearing a Mackenzie Weegar hat. I know you got to support your guy and stuff. No, but being a hockey player in Sunrise is a charmed existence to a degree. Yeah. You are not held accountable at all. Yeah. You are perhaps played into a situation which you feel like you can go to a strip club 12 hours before a game and not be recognized, because that's what hockey existence is down here. Yeah. We went into a hockey town. We went into a crazy hockey environment. We couldn't go out without people recognizing our guys. I think that this was a big learning.
But do you see my point when I tell you, when I say to you, the thing that this team just denied you is your ability to grow that. Because next year, more people won't want to go out to games that didn't suck because the champions weren't strangling you by the throat.
They won a playoff series. They got further than they did last year. Yeah. The same team, it's very concerning to me that they seemed closer last year than they did this year.
A good deal closer. Like, I didn't see a lot of difference between those two teams. It just felt like, well, they're cheating because Kucherov didn't play all season and he's totally healthy. And neither did Stamkos. He didn't play all season. And all of it. And okay, they cheated and they barely beat the Panthers. And then we play this year and like, oh, good God. This is sodomy.
And that team's not as deep as the Panthers either. So, that like, there's no excuse for this one.
They were without Braden Point.
Yeah.
The first line center. They were without a superstar in Braden Point. They just kicked our asses. They were a lot better than us. And quite frankly, I think the Toronto Maple Leafs would have kicked our asses too. Tampa is great.
I don't know about that one.
Toronto would have kicked our
asses. Enough about the Leafs. I mean, listen, they didn't make it past the first round. I don't want to hear about the Leafs. Okay, seriously. But I think what the Panthers need is some fire, some inspiration. I'm telling you right now, a coaching change is in order.
Torch is out there, and so is Barry Trotz.
Give me some Torch, and I'll give you a Stanley Cup.
We don't have the roster to bring in a Barry Trotz.
Oh my God!
Well, now's how you address that.
I can't do this. Barry Trotz
got fired because he pissed all of the attacking players off for the Islanders because they didn't want to.
We're not firing the coach yet. I'm not doing that.
It's an interim coach. Yeah, he doesn't have the job. He doesn't have a contract.
You assholes, this is wrong what you've done. What you've done is wrong. You just threw...
Roy said it. Yeah, we're just following Roy's lead.
No, but Roy is saying is that, I mean, it's not only that this team was great. They had a pretty unprecedented scandal in the middle of their season that cost them a veteran respected coach.
It wasn't their scandal, to be fair. It was an inherited scandal.
Okay, but it was the coach of the team is now gone. An assistant replaces him. And we were surprised. Oh, it seems kind of the same, but who knows enough about hockey in this room to know what those assistants actually do to make a power play better. Maybe you do, Roy, if there were deficiencies of coaching, perhaps they were in that series because the greatest team that we've seen score goals could no longer score goals. And I don't know what Torts could do to remedy that when
No.
Stare at him. He just stares at him. Mm-hmm. That's it. I
mean, definitely not John Tortorella. Let's not bring him.
Why?
There were adjustments. There were adjustments that could have been made. I thought.
What are you muttering about with Torts? Well, you need to watch Stugatz, Mike, because look at him. He wants to roll the Torts grenade, and we're doing the show now that fires the coach after a sweep and hires Torts. It's infuriating what we're doing.
It's not firing him again. He's not the coach.
I just said, look at the.
He was on a prove it contract. Did he prove it? I don't know.
Florida had it, playoff inexperience, and when they were looking for leadership in that locker room, Joe Thornton wasn't dressing most of the time, and they would look to a coach that, quite frankly, this was his first time doing it. It would have been nice that if that scandal never happened years ago, it would have been certainly calming to have Coach Quenneville out there because he's certainly been through it. We were all learning together. This was a huge education in postseason hockey. I'm happy for it. I think they'll be better for it. They got it. Hey, Finney, what's
you're
up?
You're happy for it? You're
yeah.
happy?
Billy yeah. came this in. This is what's going to make it all
Brunette
sweeter.
Brunette shit yes. the bed. Let's just say what it is, right? We can say it.
Well, Billy, you came in happy today.
And of course you did.
You were hiding it behind a mask. And
that's
I could
not true. I was devastated. Look, if I was happy for anything, it's that the Panthers had such a great play, great season, really. You know, like last night shouldn't have been devastating for all of us. I think the night that really got us was last week on Thursday when they gave up that goal with 3 seconds left in the game, because that was really the turning point in the series. What do you mean? You is that not?
I could just hear it.
Was that not the turning point in the series? When you give up a goal with 3 seconds left, you're headed to overtime and you go down 2-0. That's it.
Why are you saying that with a smile on your face?
It's not a smile.
You're hiding behind your mask, and people can see the other parts of your face moving.
Just hear the sarcasm. Well, I don't care what he's saying.
He's right, though. It was a wrap.
Thank you. Thank you.
He is right because he's a hockey expert and he cares about all of this deeply.
That is right. No,
that's Chris.
He was right in the moment.
No, well, now I have to mark that. But Chris, that was the turning point in the series. I knew it. Amin knew it. Tom knew it. All of us knew it right then and there. Said, you know what? I don't think that they're going to come back. You give up home ice. You lose two at home. It was a wrap. Two-time
defending. Tom Haberstroh did know it, yes.
Yeah. Tom knows hockey.
Billy?
Yeah. What's up?
You came in here today with a pep in your step, and you talked on Mystery Crate. You guys recently were discussing who is the nicest person in the room, and I dare say that the viral strain here of evil, that you are the most likely in this room to enjoy the misery of your friend's team losing. There's one thing.
My team lost as well, I'll have you know.
There is one thing to simply not root for your friend's teams.
Doesn't Roy have to dye his hair now?
No. They won the first round series.
Did you make a bet where your hair was going to be dyed?
Yeah, he said he was going to be Cisco from Drew Hill.
Ah. Yeah, but I said if they lost the first round series.
Check the tape.
I'm going to have to find. Well, never going to find
they
that.
Came very close to losing the first round series, so we don't even get the payoff of the content. What a glorious finish to the season.
Mm-hmm.
Billy, I believe that you're most likely. Am I wrong about this? I believe that you are most likely in the entire group to enjoy the misery of your friend's sports team losing, because this should have been a victorious day for Mike. I wanted to talk to him about showering on Saturday night and listening to Boston radio after the grittiest victory that the Miami Heat have ever produced. He was denied that day yesterday, and we come in here and all we're talking about is this shit. This garbage, this ridiculous end to a season filled with hope as he tries to do the positive spin thing and Stugatz tries to hire Torts.
Well, or Barry Trotz.
No!
Yeah. But Trotz, maybe. I mean, would you rather talk about what the Heat did last night? Because that was God not better. It. Yeah.
Dan, let me tell you something. Here's a guy who never looks around the locker room for leadership. Mm-hmm. It's Torts, okay? Yep. Because he's the leader, and everyone knows he's the leader. So no one's searching around looking for a leader because the leader is always there. His name is Torts.
How can we be the show that after that loss does in a serious tone Torts or Trotz? We can't be that show. We can't.
Why not?
We have to be that show.
Exactly.
If you want to compete with Tampa Bay, if you want to compete with Tampa Bay, who has their callers doing spy reports outside of Mons Venus, you're going to have to be the show that occasionally calls Mackenzie Weegar out. You need to be the show that says, "Hey, bring me Trotz or Torts me." You have to be that. That's how we grow as a hockey community.
That's the problem with this team right now. Is that they get off way too easy because they assume no one's paying attention. So they go to strip clubs and they do all these things thinking no one's going to hold them accountable. And they think, you know what? Right. Everyone's just going to be happy that we won our first playoff series in 26 years. That's good enough. Now they'll get off our backs. No, not any longer. If this is going to be a hockey town that we want it to be, then heads need to roll right now. We will not accept
a
second round exit.
Oh my God.
We will not accept a stupid president's trophy. We will not accept a president's trophy.
Evil
person. It doesn't ultimately mean anything. Exactly right, Stugatz.
Who are you pointing at?
If you are the owner of the Florida Panthers, you take that president's trophy and you send it right back to the NHL and you say, this is not the trophy that we want. We want goddamn the Stanley Cup, and we will settle for nothing less. And anyone that's not on board, Bob, with the goals you're giving up, and the coach, whose name I didn't even bother remembering, Brunette, he's out of here. Changes need to be made if you're going to take the next step. And it doesn't end with complacency, and it doesn't end with happiness, just winning one round and getting swept by the exact same team that swept you last season.
They weren't swept.
That's not how you get better.
Who are you pointing at?
They lost in six games.
I now believe
anything, we've regressed. We have regressed.
I believe that he cares a lot about
this
team
more than first round series.
More than he's ever cared about anything. What a save. And if anything, then they've regressed.
They have regressed.
You're going to save the best lesson.
Take save and abuse.
You just...
I'm trying to inspire a fan base here that seems down on their laurels right now.
Sarcasm.
A fan base who seems happy with finishing what? What is it now? Eighth place? What is this finish technically? Seventh, eighth? This is good enough?
We're going to wait for other series to end.
This is what we're accepting now? No. I don't care how any other series ends. They were swept. They're last.
I'm just saying the difference between eighth or seventh or whatever.
No, eighth. They got swept, so they're eighth. Thank you. Exactly right.
First.
Are we happy with this? Are we settling for this? Honestly, is this who we've become as a fan base? Is this who we've become as a sports town that we're happy with getting swept out of the playoffs?
What are you, Chris Cody?
After what we had with the Big Three,
Billy, I need you to settle down.
The 2001 Miami Hurricanes, the greatest football team ever. This is what we're happy with now.
Now we know.
This is what we're accepting.
This guy,
two World Series championships, three NBA championships, two NFL championships. What is the hockey team? Exactly right. Exactly right. And we're just happy with losing in the first round? Why?
If the Marlins had lost last night in the playoffs and I had this tone right now, you would be furious.
This is me trying to inspire. You guys are here and you're like, oh, this is so great. Let's get participation trophies for just making the playoffs. No. Win that series.
Roy, you're taking a beating right now.
You have to go through Tampa, Dan. Everybody knows you have to go through Tampa. And we have been saying it all year.
How is he more outraged than you are, Roy?
Thank you. Good question. Because I care.
I care. All right. Thank you very much.
Do you?
Yes, I do care. And
well, get angry.
I am angry, but I'm very calm.
Fire a coach.
Fire anybody. Yeah, fire Goldie, someone.
No,
not Goldie. Roy, that was too far. That was too far.
Billy, not
right. Red Deer though can go.
Right?
Sorry.
All right, here
Roy, fire can Billy Lindsay go?
Right, they're going to try to sign.
Jessica Blaylock, do better.
They're going to try to extend Carter Verhaeghe. They're not going to keep Anthony Duclair. They'll probably try to move.
I wouldn't keep any of them. Honestly, I wouldn't keep any of them.
Well, they got to look at a new coaching staff, basically. Mm-hmm. But please, not John Tortorella. Please. Course, that's going to be a miserable experience.
Roy agrees that we have to move on from a Coach of the Year finalist in Andrew Brunette.
He's not going to win the Jack Adams.
But he's a finalist.
He is a finalist, yes.
According to the writers.
Roy present his bona fides right there. He didn't say he's not going to win Coach of the Year. He said he's not going to win the... What's the name of the award?
Jack Adams Trophy.
Jack Adams.
Who's Jack Adams?
He's done Twitter.
Wouldn't be the first time that guy has won
Adams
Jack.
Muscle.
It's going to be Joe Girardi all over again.
Give yourself the laugh, Mike. That was a good one.
That is a good one. Hasn't won Jack.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Stugatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel, and I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.